Given the choice, Alistair Stone would have preferred to spend a couple of days basking in the afterglow of his previous night's extraordinary experience with Thalassa and Nera. For now, he could put off thinking about all the serious implications of the evening and focus on the more immediately pleasurable aspects, and that was fine with him. Except the universe, as usual, had other plans. And that was why he was sitting in the back of an intimate, minimalist little bar overlooking the main casino of the Obsidian in Las Vegas, waiting for Trevor Harrison to make an appearance. He'd been here for 20 minutes already, nursing a Guinness and wondering what the holdup was. Harrison was usually annoyingly punctual, but his assistant Nakamura had told Stone his boss was dealing with some business matters and would be along as soon as he could. Stone shivered when he recalled Harrison's characteristically laconic message last night. "I believe Aldwyn has located Kalinar." He had to be wrong. Harrison wasn't often wrong, true. He usually got his facts straight before revealing anything. But the alternative was unthinkable. Stone growled, taking another pull from his Guinness. He made the decision to avoid thinking about what such a revelation might mean, since there was no point in indulging in wild speculation until he had more information. It hadn't been easy, though. He hadn't slept well, to the point where even Raider had made an annoyed meow around 3 a.m. and stalked off to sleep somewhere more peaceful. Stone was contemplating whether to order a second Guinness when he glanced up and spotted Harrison striding with his usual swift efficiency across the bar. He examined his fellow scion as he approached. The man wore a finely tailored dark gray suit like a uniform, and his expression was, as usual, unreadable. If he was stressed about something, he didn't show it. Even his eerie black and ultraviolet aura displayed no signs of disturbance. "Bloke's got the best poker aura I've ever seen," Stone thought with amusement. Harrison took a seat across from Stone. "Forgive my delay, Dr. Stone. Whenever I return to Earth, I must attend to issues involving the casino." Stone didn't give a damn about what was going on with the casino. One of the most refreshing things about Harrison was that you didn't have to observe social niceties like greetings or small talk with him. Because he was the consummate, get-to-the-point kind of guy, he didn't object, and in fact preferred, if others were the same way. "So," he said, "tell me about Aldwyn. I don't mind admitting your message last night surprised the hell out of me." He raised a cone of silence spell around the table almost without conscious thought and leaned forward. "Are you serious? You think he's on Kalinar?"
"I do."
Stone made a go-on gesture.
"Well, come on then, out with it. Tell me the whole story. Why do you think so?"
A cocktail server came by, but Harrison waved her off. "As you know, New Organa retains agents, both magical and non-magical, in all the ground cities.
Right, to keep their eyes and ears open and pass any interesting information back to you lot."
"Yes. Recently, one of those agents, a minor talent holding an overseer's position in Nargul, was arrested for treating the non-magical workers in his employ with too much kindness."
"Can't have that," Stone muttered.
Harrison continued as if he hadn't spoken. "The mages in Prenceros suspected him of being part of the resistance, so they took him to the city and questioned him. While he was incarcerated, another man was arrested for attempting to enter Prenceros without the proper credentials." Stone didn't reply. There was no need. Harrison would get to the point in his own time, with or without any contributions from him. "This man appeared in the agent's cell the night following the arrest. Saviath, the agent, said he appeared quite powerful. It is not a simple matter to break into one of the mage's holding cells, nor to deceive the surveillance magic inside them with apparent ease. But he asked odd questions, indicating he had little knowledge of Kalinar or how it functioned."
"Okay."
Stone finished his Guinness and pondered.
"But wait a minute, you said he was arrested. You know how strong a mage Aldwyn is. Are you telling me the mages managed to hold him?"
"My understanding is that he allowed himself to be held."